This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, and every state must give this a top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded today. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister remarked that the conference is being held at a time when the country is witnessing next-generation reforms and moving steadily towards becoming a major global economic power. In his address, the Prime Minister said that India must pursue self-reliance with zero defect in products and minimal environmental impact, making the label Made in India synonymous with quality and strengthen the government's commitment to zero effect, zero defect. For livelihoods of the youth, he observed that tourism can play a huge role. Mr. Modi said that it is important to align the Indian national sports calendar with the global sports calendar. He said as India is working to host the 2036 Olympics, it needs to prepare infrastructure and sports ecosystem at par with global standards. The Prime Minister also emphasized that as India aspires to be the food basket of the world, there is a need to shift to high-value agriculture, dairy, fisheries, with a focus on exports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride for every Indian, showcasing the world country's uncompromising stand on national security. The Prime Minister was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. Recalling country's achievements in last Mann Ki Baat program of the year, Prime Minister Modi said country's impact in 2025 was clearly visible across national security, sports, scientific innovation, and the world's biggest platforms.
Desh ki suraksha se lekar khel ke maidan tak, vigyan ki prayogshalaon se lekar duniya ke bade manchon tak, Bharat ne har jagah apni majboot chhap chhodi. Is saal Operation Sindoor har Bharatiya ke liye garv ka pratik ban gaya. Duniya ne saaf dekha, aaj ka Bharat apni suraksha se koi samjhota nahi karta. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एक्सप्रेस सैटिस्फैक्शन दैट पीपल्स एक्साइटमेंट टुवर्ड्स स्वदेशी वाज एविडेंट दिस ईयर मिस्टर मोदी एक्सप्रेस्ड होप दैट 2026 वुड प्रूव टू बी एन इंपॉर्टेंट माइलस्टोन इन द जर्नी टुवर्ड्स द फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ विकसित भारत The Prime Minister said on the 12th of next month, National Youth Day will be celebrated on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. He said second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held on the same day and he will participate in the event. President Draupadi Murmu today undertook a sortie on board Indian Navy's indigenously built frontline submarine INS Vagshir off the western coast. With this, President Murmu became only the second president of India to experience an operational submarine voyage. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first president of India to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. Tomorrow, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 30 runs in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram tonight to take an unassailable 4-0 lead in 5-match series. Chasing a target of 222 runs, Sri Lanka made 191 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.